Thank you, Madam Chair. Please first allow me to congratulate you on your election as chair of this meeting and to commend you for your excellent stewardship of our work. On behalf of the Philippines, I wish to express appreciation to the efforts of Japan, Germany, and Panama to improve preparedness and ensure coordinated response to a potential biological weapons use through their respective projects. I wish to register some general comments on this agenda item. The Philippines believes that strengthening international response capabilities for infectious disease outbreaks, whether natural or deliberate in origin, begins with the building of strong national capacities, coupled with the institutionalization of mechanisms that will allow these individual capacities to be applied swiftly, effectively, and in a coordinated manner during a crisis. It is in this context that the Philippines has been working on strengthening its own domestic capacities. We formally adopted our CBRN National Action Plan in October 2019 through a resolution of our Anti-Terrorism Council. This plan promotes a unified approach to build the country's capacity to counter the risk associated with CBRN materials, whether of natural, accidental, or intentional, or criminal origin. This plan also allows government agencies to identify existing gaps and establish priority actions as a basis for more effective and efficient engagement with bilateral, regional, and international partners in capacity building activities. The pandemic has tested the agility of our institutions in responding to biological threats. In our experience, the exploration of the non-traditional functions of our key CBRN agencies, including, for example, the Bureau of Fire Protection, proved useful in responding to the public health emergency. The BFP, for example, mobilized its special rescue force to conduct pandemic response functions, including capacitating other local agencies and undertaking decontamination activities. Madam Chair, the Philippines has been working with like-minded partners in our region on strengthening international response capabilities for infectious disease outbreaks, whether natural or deliberate in origin. We recognize the assistance that we have received from the European Union in the development of our plans through the CBRN Center of Excellence for Southeast Asia, whose regional secretariat we have hosted in Manila since 2013. We are encouraged that multiple platforms exist at the regional and international level for continuous engagement, exchange, and capacity building between and among states parties, regional and multilateral organizations, civil society, academia, and the private sector. In our region, ASEAN has been working on preparedness and coordinated response to CBRN-related threats, and these are enshrined in high-level guiding documents and plans of actions that are implemented through a wide range of activities regularly undertaken by ASEAN member states. The ASEAN Summit has approved the Philippine proposal to organize a tabletop exercise within the ambit of the ASEAN Regional Forum's intersessional workstream on nonproliferation and disarmament. This tabletop exercise, which is supposed to be held last year but has been postponed because of the restrictions emanating from the pandemic, will focus on biological proliferation scenario with a possible two-stage process. The first stage will involve national capacity, and the second stage will involve international response. This tabletop exercise will build on past activities of the ASEAN Regional Forum on awareness raising on CBRN threats and is very much aligned with ASEAN's goal of keeping Southeast Asia a region free of weapons of mass destruction. The Philippines is proud to be co-chairing and co-organizing this tabletop exercise with our partners, the Republic of Korea and the United States. The fact that many of these initiatives have been made possible through partnerships with other states, parties, regional and international organizations, and civil society once again emphasizes the clear link between Article 7 and strengthened measures for international cooperation and assistance, especially in building the surveillance, detection, and response capabilities of developing countries. I thank you, Madam Chair.